You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Pune police on Thursday questioned the grandfather of the 17-year-old boy who allegedly crashed his Porsche taken car into a motorcycle on Sunday, killing two techies from Madhya Pradesh. The police also carried out a forensic examination of the car to collect evidence. The police are in the process of gathering CCTV footage of the entire route taken by the Porsche car from the teen's house to Kosi restaurant, Black Club and the accident spot. The security in and around the national capital, Delhi, has been beefed up as the city prepares for the Lok Sabha elections on 25th May. The authorities have also made preparations at polling booths across Delhi in view of the India Meteorological Department's heatwave warning. A royal source has claimed Kate Middleton is in a very different position to King Charles as she battles cancer. In March, Kate announced that she underwent preventive chemotherapy after her diagnosis. She revealed the tragic news in a video message. Charles, too, is battling cancer. He returned to royal duties last month and has already undertaken several royal engagements in May. Sanjay Leela Bhansali, one of Bollywood's most prolific directors, recently discussed his dream projects and his approach to filmmaking. Bhansali, known for iconic films like Black, Bajirao Mastani, and the recently released web show Hiramandi, The Diamond Bazaar, has six dream projects. Fans are curious about the status of Inshallah, initially set to star Salman Khan and Alia Bhatt, and the Sahir Ludhianvi biopic. There comes a time in every sportsperson's life when they have to take the most difficult call of their careers, retirement. The R-word is dreaded not only by players but also their legion of fans, and when the athlete is someone like Virat Kohli, imagine the emotions that will be at stake. If just a teaser about Kohli's retirement, when he said he won't be seen once he is gone, can make an entire nation emotional, imagine the tears that will be shed when the time actually comes.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.